WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Outbreaks of COVID-19 in Buckingham County's prisons make it second in Virginia in the number of cases per capita. Nursing homes in the Commonwealth still have trouble obtaining personal protective equipment. And meanwhile, the number of kids getting routine vaccinations during the pandemic has dropped. And doctors say that could create another problem. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 20th. Hundreds of evictions are on the docket this week as some courts in Virginia begin hearing non-emergency cases. Advocates are concerned that the lack of instruction to courts and tenants will lead to wrongful evictions. From partner station VPM, Yasmin Juma reports.
Legal aid attorneys are requesting that some courts delay hearing eviction cases until tenant advisories are in place, including written notice of safety precautions at courthouses and how to request virtual hearings. Steve Fishbach with the Virginia Poverty Law Center says court's rulings on evictions may also pose a public health risk.
The advice that almost all health professionals are given is the best way to stop the spread of the virus is to stay at home. So if you get evicted, you have no home.
While there are certain safety nets available for renters, Fishbach says they're useless unless courts are given clear guidelines on how to handle them. Nearly 40 evictions were granted in the first day Lynchburg resumed non-emergency cases, a dozen of which were by default since tenants missed their hearings.
That's Yasmin Juma with VPM reporting. Prison outbreaks of COVID-19 have made Buckingham County second in Virginia in the number of cases per capita. At the Dillwyn Correctional Center, 282 total cases have been reported, according to the Virginia Department of Corrections. At the Buckingham Correctional Center, 101 inmates and 5 staff members have contracted the disease. Together, those numbers make up the majority of the county's total of 419 cases, and that's a rate of 24.4 cases per 1,000 residents, second only to Richmond County in the concentration of the disease in Virginia, according to the Virginia Public Access Project. Statewide, there are now more than 32,000 confirmed cases, and 1,041 people have died from the disease, according to the Virginia Department of Health. Nursing homes in the Commonwealth still have difficulty obtaining personal protective equipment, according to new data published this week by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
As of Tuesday, 9 nursing homes in Virginia report difficulty getting N95 masks. 17 say the same for isolation gowns. The numbers are likely even higher, explains Keith Hare with the Virginia Healthcare Association, because the response rate for nursing homes is between 80% and 90%. And more importantly, the data does not include assisted living facilities.
Can we say absolutely that every nursing home, every assisted living provider in Virginia has all the PPE they need to withstand an outbreak? No, we're not there yet.
Outbreaks at long-term care continue to be responsible for more than half of COVID-19 deaths in the state. And when an outbreak occurs, a facility starts burning through PPE.
When the facilities have an outbreak, the health department, the state have come in with additional PPE for facilities when they've needed it.
Hare says he'd like to be at the point where facilities have those supplies already on hand. Federal officials have promised a 2-week supply to every nursing home in the state, but outside of Northern Virginia, that hasn't materialized yet. I'm Mallory Nopain.
A recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's been a sharp drop in children getting routine vaccinations during the pandemic. Dr. Gray Snowden is a pediatrician at Capital Pediatrics in Chesterfield County. He says it's a dangerous trend.
As the pandemic that we're in now fades, we face the real possibility of an outbreak of some other, much more preventable illness like measles, which would be a real shame.
Snowden says it is particularly important for 1-year-olds to get their vaccines on time.
There are 3 vaccines given at 1 year of age, the MMR illnesses, chickenpox, and hepatitis A. A child of that age is completely unprotected against those 3 sets of illnesses.
Snowden says their offices are taking extra precautions to make sure that families are safe during appointments. Finally today, 50 years ago, cervical cancer was one of this country's most common diseases, but development of the Pap test and a vaccine have dramatically cut occurrences and the toll that it takes. Now, though, experts say the COVID-19 pandemic has reduced the number of women taking preventive action. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Houseman reports.
As co-director of global initiatives at UVA's School of Nursing, Professor Emma Mitchell works on cervical cancer, a potentially fatal disease seen mostly in poor and middle-income countries.
Cervical cancer is almost entirely preventable. It's caused by high-risk strains of the human papillomavirus, which we can vaccinate against, we can screen for it, and we can treat it, particularly the earlier it is caught.
It's not so common here in the U.S., but Mitchell warns that the nation still sees more than 13,000 cases a year and more than 4,000 deaths. She's especially concerned now because during the pandemic, fewer women and girls are getting the vaccine that protects against human papillomavirus.
A research group in a nationally represented sample found that there was an 83% reduction in HPV vaccination since the time period before the state of emergency.
She notes a 68% reduction in cervical cancer screenings. The federal government could improve that statistic by signing off on a new test already used in many industrialized countries. It allows women to collect their own tissue sample and send it off to the lab. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.